88.1 FM. Ted Tate here live on Town Hill in Colonial Beach, where we're celebrating the 5th annual Juneteenth celebration. With me today, sitting in the booth, is Alexis Delgado. Now, Alexis, you are the director of Community Heart and Soul, but today you are putting on a different hat. You're the stage manager for this event. What's that like?
I am, and it's been amazing. All these great people here and all this great energy, all these wonderful speakers. It's been an amazing experience.
Where do you know where they've recruited all of this talent from? Because I noticed, like, there was a dance group all the way from way South Virginia, like down south of Richmond.
Petersburg,
yep. That was it, yeah.
Yep. Well, we have a lot of people in the community who are in contact and in connection with these groups, so, you know, having that helps.
And are you, being a stage manager, is that like herding cats, as I like to say?
It is. I've been running around trying to make sure everyone comes to the stage on time and doesn't go over their time, so it's been fun.
Do you have a big hook to pull people off the stage?
I just say, get off the stage.
I haven't seen you have to go up and tap anybody on the shoulder, so I guess it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, we're running time very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a train running on time.
Oh, yes.
Well, very good. Yeah, the event doesn't seem to falter today. I have to say, as a person watching, it seems to have flowed smoothly. People are, you know, there's not a lot of that. Oh, so-and-so is supposed to come up, but I don't know where he is. That often happens at these live events.
Not today. Not on my watch.
So you and Sally Adams are the two hosts of the stage managers for this event.
Yes.
Sally, of course, from Parks and Recreation here in Colonial Beach. They had a big part in organizing this event. And certainly, I'm sure you did. And of course, Karen Self Sullivan. I can't even mention this event without mentioning her, because she's kind of the focal point for everything, isn't she?
She is. She's almost like the glue.
How long has it taken to organize this whole thing? Do you know?
It's been a few months. I would say at least three.
Okay.
We've been meeting. To go over logistics and make sure everyone is accounted for and. Yeah.
And that they actually show up when the rain starts.
Mm-hmm.
First thing
it was raining earlier, but I'm glad it's nice and sunny.
When I got up this morning, it was chucking down with rain. I texted Karen, and I was like, is this really going to happen? And she said, yeah, the rain's supposed to stop, so
rain
we're going to do
shine.
This. And we've got tents, she said.
Yeah,
I've organized tents.
More than last year, so we're good.
And it's great, because now that the sun's come out, they're protecting people from the sun rather than from the rain. So actually a really good idea, I think.
Yes, dual purpose.
Now, Alexis, you're also with Community Heart and Soul. It's great to see all the different nonprofits that are here. I've seen the Colonial Beach Community Foundation, the Osprey Foundation, and the NAACP, and, of course, Community Heart and Soul is here as well. Put on your other hat for just a minute and tell me, what's the latest from Community Heart and Soul?
So, well, Community Heart and Soul, we've been going around for the past year asking people what matters most to the community. So we have finalized four statements that describe what matters most to everyone. And they're actually on our website now at cbheartandsoul.org. So you can visit that and check those out and leave some feedback, if you will. Right now, we're moving into phase three, which is getting ideas for action. So all of these values that we have in the community, what ideas can we come up with to make it happen? That's where we are now.
Okay, so we're getting into the action part. A few to-dos for your list. Very good.
It's exciting.
Very good. Alexis, thank you very much. We're here live again on Town Hill for the 5th annual Juneteenth celebration. I was going to say Community Heart and Soul because that was on my brain. Hope you can make it out. It's turned into a beautiful day here on Town Hill, 88.1 FM.